싶습니다.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show. Today is Saturday, May 6th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Today, our guest is going to be Professor Jim McCanney. This guy is who the rocket scientists go to for advice. I say that sort of tongue-in-cheek, but it's almost true. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Tim. How's it going?
It's going great, buddy. How you doing?
Real good, real good.
Good. Well, I understand today we're going to talk about your new line of whole house and I guess you call it livestock water filters. So let's take this first 20 minutes and tell everybody about them.
Okay, here's the situation. Let me just put this into perspective.
Sure.
In the past, there have been filters. They're called whole house filters. And what they do, they're like a big tank. They look like a water softener, like you remember the old Culligan water softeners. And they fill them with carbon. And all it does is it takes out chlorine, which is, of course, not good. You don't want to be showering in chlorine. And from what I understand also, say you're showering. You go into the shower, you close the door, curtain or whatever, and you're showering, and you've got this water coming out. It's got sodium fluoride in it, which is a poison. It's got chlorine in it, and you're showering in this with hot water in the vapors. You're breathing in the vapors, and that chlorine goes right into the air. So for that 3 to 5 minute period, you are breathing in a royal dose of chlorine. And so what they did is they invented these tanks with carbon in them, but that's all it took out. It didn't take out fluoride or arsenic or, you know, chloramines or glyphosates or all the other long, long list of what we call volatile organic chemicals that are in your water that come in. And even if you live on a farm or a ranch, more than likely you've got arsenic in your water. And that goes right through your skin. So anyway, what I did, I pounded on the table, and I just, you know, I didn't get tired of pounding on the table, and I wanted my people that I work with in developing the filters, I said, we need a big flow rate, a high flow rate filter system. And so now I have two that's in the brand new product line. Nobody else has anything at all like this. So what it is, the smaller one is a 6 gallon per minute flow rate, which is pretty good. And then the bigger one is 12 gallons per minute. And what we do is we have these great big filter elements. Like most people are used to the little 7-inch or sometimes 9-inch filter elements that you put in your gravity feed or under the sink or something. These are 20 inches and they're big. And we use 5 of them in the small unit and 9 of them in the big unit. And so it's a clamp down top, and it's a special housing that houses all of this. And then in addition, we've got a UV unit that goes on afterwards after the water is filtered. There's an ultraviolet unit that kills any bacteria or viruses. Now, this is something that is not well known. Typically, you don't have viruses in your water, but if you do, this UV filter will take out any bacteria, any viruses, anything that, and typically the bacteria gets taken out in the filtration process, but the viruses can get through all of that, and so this UV filter takes out everything, anything living in there, and then before it, there's what we call a spin-down filter. And so to get the high flow rate, the big 20-inch filter elements, 5 or 9 of them, do not have the ceramic case on them like we have on like my other filter. So and the biggest reason for that ceramic case is to remove sediment. And so in that, the ceramic slows the flow rate down quite a bit. So what we use instead of that is what is known as a spin-down filter. So there's actually three units. The water comes in, it goes through the spin-down unit, then goes into the medium, which takes out the volatile organic chemicals, the heavy metals, the glyphosate, and the chloramine, and all of these chemicals, pharmaceuticals. And then it goes into the final stage, which is the UV filter, ultraviolet. And then it goes right off into your house or into your horse's water tank or whatever. And so that's what I've got now. This is just remarkable technology. I mean, this is what you would put on your space station if you had a space station. But you can put this in your house, and now when you're showering, there's no more chlorine, there's no more... And remember, the other old whole house filters only took out the chlorine. And, of course, that's bad.
People will notice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But this now takes everything out. And this has the same quality filtration as my standard kitchen, either under sink or above sink, or the gravity filters, etc. The same quality filtration, and it's all in one unit. So there's no add-ons. You don't have to have those tanks people have in their house if they have a lot of minerals. I forget, they're like a, you know, people that have a lot of mineral buildup in their water. So you don't need that. So, and especially for people that live on a ranch or farm, one of these units will take care of all of your animals and all of your house needs. So you just take your well water, you run it through this, you give it to your animals. And that's another thing, that people that have a garden, they can be watering that garden with arsenic, with all kinds of other contaminants. If they live on a farm or near heavy farming, industrial farming area, there could be glyphosates, antibiotics that are fed to the animals. All that gets back down into the water table.
It sure does, especially when you have a water table that's only 120 feet like we do, and it doesn't take long. Now, Jim, I've got a question for you that will be interesting to my readers here in Missouri, because recently we've had quite a big thing about hydrocarbons getting into the water from gasoline and diesel spills on the ground. Now, I'm blindsiding you with this, I know, because I didn't think about it until now.
But that's fine.
What do your filters do anything about that?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. These are hydrocarbons.
Okay, I was curious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are in the classification of volatile organic chemicals.
And, okay, all right.
Let's take an extreme example. Say you took some diesel fuel with a little bit of water in it and you poured it in the water filter. Well, you know, what you're going to do is contaminate your water filter. But but under normal conditions, and literally what happens at these spills is, yes, all of that ends up in the water table. It dribbles down slowly. It works its way through the rocks or the sand or whatever. And, yes, it ends up in the water table. And I can attest to that. When I was a kid, my parents had a house in a new development. And unbeknownst to anybody, people started getting sick. And they've traced it back to a gas station that had been decommissioned, but they didn't take out the tank. And so this old tank was sitting there with gasoline leaching into the ground, and it, believe me, it went into the water table. And so anyway, they had a huge cleanup mess, but it gets there, believe me, and everything else, the pharmaceuticals. And so when we sat down with the chemist to design my water filter line, of which this is a part. And by the way, when you look at my product line, it's not something I bought over here and something that came from India over there and something from Korea over there. All this is made in the USA, in our own factory. So, I mean, and it's the only product line, I guarantee you, that is. And I look at some of the other products, I'll be talking about that, not name-wise, but my goodness, this stuff is made in sweatshops in Korea and India, and believe me, it's a bad news market out there. But anyway,
I bet.
My point is that all of my product line is consistent. In other words, it's a designed product line. And even the containers are made to specifications. Right now, there's some of the water filter salespeople out there, other products, they're getting their stainless steel from China, and it's got lead in it, which leaches into the water. You know, it's really a ragtag industry with a lot of advertising hype and stuff like that. And I've been in this business myself now for 17 years.
Right.
And so I know the business backwards and forwards and the players and everything else and where they get their stuff. And it makes you cringe. But anyway, the quality, the control that goes into making the filters and making sure that they're consistent it's really incredible. It's every filter has to be consistent throughout, and you don't get that when you're making it in a sweatshop in India. There's some of these.
Jim, go ahead. If I was working in one of those sweatshops where I hated it, I knew I was basically slave labor. Hell, I might decide to sabotage the product for the bastards buying it, you know, just to get out of the job. And, you know, who's to say they don't do that?
Or where are they getting their materials from? You don't know. You have no idea where this stuff is coming from. Yeah, Tim, I was going to tell you something. As long as we're on this topic, they are marking up these products incredibly. I saw one, $200 for this plastic-looking thing, and it's got this kind of complex filtration part, and they talk about how great it is. $7 from Korea. If I went to Korea, I could buy these for $7 a piece, and they're retailing them for $200. And I saw another one of the stainless steel canister varieties out there. I'm not going to talk about brands or anything, but they're marketing it for like $290 on Amazon. The total cost to them is around $68. You know, so
I absolutely believe it.
They're just marking these things up way up. And I sell for less than they do, and my stuff is made in a factory with American workers getting paid real money in a real factory where the materials come from the United States. I mean, you can do this and make a profit.
Right.
And, so anyway, I just kind of beaten on the drum here a little bit, but
well,
I think it's necessary for people to know.
I agree. Yeah, when people want the health or are concerned about the health of themselves and the family, you know, and they want to save money, I can't understand in water filtration why they don't go to you first, other than the fact they don't know what you have and what's available. I mean, logic would dictate that people would come to you for something that would protect the health of themselves and their children.
Exactly.
That's what I look at.
I'm going to mention one other thing, and I've talked about this a long time ago. I haven't mentioned it for a long time, but let's just put on our pretend hat. Say you were a person in the CIA, or say you were in the deep state government, and you knew that the one most valuable thing for the public was water, and that they could buy water filters that would remove any toxins or any poison that you put in the water could be removed by a water filter, would you do something as nefarious as to create a product line and then push it and put a lot of advertising money into it, and knowing full well that you know what chemicals can get through that filter? And I'm not saying that that's going on, but there are products out there that have big holes in what they do and what they will take out. And it would be very easy to poison a water system, say a city water system or a big water table like the Oglala Aquifer, which is a big water table that stretches from Winnipeg to Texas.
Right.
And to poison that, and then people would not have water. And people would have these filters, and they'd think, well, I got a water filter, but it would not filter out knowingly. They put something in that would not be filtered out by some of these products that they claim are water filters. And so...
Jim, all they'd have to do is put in a virus. What are most viruses, 0.01 microns?
Yeah.
You know, but with your UV thing, that would take care of that. That absolutely would take care of it. In fact, I know many major water treatment plants use UV right now. I've seen videos. I've never seen them personally, but I've seen videos, and they'll have 10 feet of a trough covered probably 8 feet wide with massive banks of UV lights just to sterilize or to clean the bad stuff out of the water. And and you offer that.
Right. Well, the thing is that a lot of those places do not have good quality control, and there's lots of cities that don't do that. I mean, especially a lot of big cities are strapped for money, you know, and they if those UV lights go out, they don't replace them. You know, it's really, really kind of sketchy out there. There's really not a lot of control on public water systems.
I absolutely agree. Now, unfortunately, we're on a public water system here. It's called a public water district number one. The well is directly across the street from us in a cattle pasture. You know, I'm fairly confident the water is good. When I'm able to save up enough money, you can bet I'm going to get one of these whole house filters. I'm absolutely going to go that route.
Well, in there, let me just talk about pricing. For example, the smaller unit is just over $3,000, but right now, this weekend for your show, we got 10% discount on all the products and up till Monday. So if people buy, we'll talk about that in a minute. There's a coupon that people can use and get 10% off any order over $300. But, the situation is you really need your own water filtration. And what if that city water, what if the infrastructure goes down? What if something happens and all of a sudden you don't have that source of water? What are you going to do? That's a big question. And so what I recommend is that people have their own filtration system, and then you're set. You're set so you don't have to worry about, you know, whatever happens, because water is number one. And that's why I don't...
Well, right after air, water is number one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, I don't sell flashlights or food. There's many places that sell those kind of things, and that's great. But what I sell, I know that I got a corner on this market, and that, like you say, not enough people know about me. That's my biggest problem.
Yeah, that is the problem, because once they understand that your product is superior and cheaper, I think you're going to be overwhelmed once that word gets out.
Yeah, and made in the USA, because people are becoming very conscious of that now. And because you can do the test, you can show test results, but unfortunately, there are companies out there that really misrepresent test results, and it's a real problem in the water filtration industry. But you'll see some companies have been blocked from selling in California and Iowa, especially, where they've been caught misrepresenting their products, and they've actually been blocked. So that's one indicator. If you go to a water filter, look at something down in the fine print, or you call them up or something like that, say, can you sell in California and Iowa? And they'll try and get you to have to send it to a cousin in Nevada or something, because they can't sell direct to those states, because there's a reason for that. They'd be arrested if they did, and literally. Right. And so, yeah, it's a real shady industry out there. And so being an honest person with an honest product, it's real strange to see. In fact, it's funny, Tim, I'm on radio shows where they have advertisements. In fact, people will put advertisements on when I'm on just to try and draw traffic to their water filter products. Hey, it's interesting.
Jim, we've got a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes, and we're going to have a special message from RBN. So please hang on the line.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Rory Spencer on May the 6th, year of our Lord, 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, every year RBN has a fundraiser. There's a reason for that. Without your support, without these fundraisers, RBN will go under. It's that simple. You know, we can verify this because 17 similar radio stations out of the total of 25 Patriot stations have gone bust over the past couple of years. You know, John Statmiller has done a fantastic job of actually cutting the monthly operating cost in half, down from $23,000 to $12,000 a month. Well, it's incumbent upon the host, like Lori and I, to try to keep the network going. Otherwise, we're out of a job. And you're out of valuable information and entertainment that you use on a daily and weekly basis. Sam, I'm putting you on the spot. Pop on and tell me how many listeners we have right now. Anyway, while he gets that number, and I'll come up with mathematically what you could donate to basically do our part for the entire year. We usually have about 300 listeners. If everybody was to donate $10, right now we got 302 listeners. Thank you, Sam, very much. If everybody was to donate $10, that means the Rural Survival Show has done its part for the year. Now, to donate, you go to republicbroadcasting.org, republicbroadcasting.org. On the homepage, on the far right at the top of the page, there's a button that says donate. Click on that, and it shows you all the ways to donate. Now, folks, if you would, want to send them a check, if you want to pay with a credit card or PayPal, in the section that says memo or notes, do me a favor, do Ori and I a favor, and indicate on there that your donation is due to this show. It would help Ori and I out tremendously. It'll help us keep our job doing this, bringing this information to you every week. And I'm going to leave it at that, folks. I just hope you can help. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going back to our guest, Professor Jim McCanny. Jim, you're back on, aren't you?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great, buddy. You know, I know you and I both have a problem with that mute button. That's the reason I was asking.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so anyway, Tim, let's just explain to the audience something that a while back, Tim became an affiliate in my water filter program. And so that means right. that what we do is we split the profit that comes from the sales, literally split them. And so when you buy off of Tim's page, you go to the ad on Tim Spencer's Rural Survival, what is it, ruralsurvival.info, Tim?
Correct, Jim, correct.
And on his webpage, there's an ad for JMCC water filters. When you click on that ad, you go to the sales page, but in the process, Tim gets credit for any sales that occur. And then, like I say, we split the profit from whatever sales going on. But for this weekend and up and through Monday, the 8th of May, this Monday, I have a coupon that you can use for a 10% discount on any combination of products as long as the purchase is over $300. So that might be a 10-pack of filter elements. It might be a filter, stainless steel filter with a certain number of filter elements or a plastic, et cetera. And so anyway, that's the...
Okay, Jim, we got our bottom of, we got our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 4 minutes, folks. The call-in number is 800-313-9442. Or 9443, I apologize.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes app.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and our guest today is Professor McKinney and his water filters. If you'd like to call in and have any questions for him, the number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And, Jim, we actually have a caller on the line. It's Susie in Arkansas. Susie, do you have any questions for
Jim? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm not online, and I'm very interested in your gravity filter. That's like a standalone unit that you can.
Yes, there's no electric, no tubes. It just sits on your counter. You pour the water in the top. It goes through the filters by gravity and collects in the bottom. It's that simple. Yes.
And how often would the filter have to be replaced?
Well, it depends on the usage. Now, is it you? You say it's just you?
Yes, just one person.
Oh, these would last. They're rated for 1,000 gallons, and the tank is a gallon and a half. So, I mean, literally, it would be a number of years that you would use one filter element. And then the basic unit comes with two filters. So literally, you would put one filter element in, you would have a spare, and then you can also buy them with extra filter elements up to, you can get it with 4, you can get it with 10 or 20. And so it depends on how many you feel comfortable with. We recommend that people get some so you last into the future. And also, these are cleanable. So if you have, say, a buildup of minerals on the filter, you just rub it with a Scotch-Brite pad, and you'll see it kind of turning color on the outside edge. The filter is ceramic. It's white. And so you just rub or if you have silt in your water, who knows, whatever. Yeah. You just remove that, and you just use it again. You don't have to take the filter out or anything. You just stick your hand in the filter and swish it around with some clean water, throw it out, and keep going. So, but anyway, as far as not being online, we have a way you can do this. Tim can help you if you get a hold of Tim. Tim will be glad to do that. We've done this before.
Do you want to give me your phone number, Tim?
Well, I'll tell you what. Instead of you giving out your phone number or me giving out my phone number, what you do, Susie, is call back in and give Sam, our engineer, your phone number. That way it doesn't go out over the air. And Sam will send me that phone number. And when the show is over, I'll call you.
Oh, okay. The way I get to hear these programs is on the phone, so I will try to be off the phone then after the show.
Yes, ma'am.
And
it'll probably be a half hour or so after the show. I'm telling you up front. Takes me a few minutes to wrap up, and my wife helps. But one of us will call you probably within a half hour of the end of the show. Does that work for you?
Yes. There's one other thing I'd like to say to Jim, and that is, you and I had a mutual friend by the name of Bill Combs. Do you remember?
I remember Bill Combs very well.
Yeah.
Amazing person. I talked to Bill probably every day for more than a decade.
I know, you and I both.
Yeah. And
he and I talked every day.
And Bill passed away probably 3 years ago, maybe, something like that.
I know.
From cancer. But here's a guy, let me just tell a little bit about on the air. He grew up, his father was a minister. His grandmother taught him. And Bill is the person that went out and bird-dogged the Colburn. And he knew that this book existed because of his grandmother. It had shown him books that were passed down through the family. So he knew this existed, and he found it finally with a friend of his down in Arkansas, I believe it was. Go ahead.
Let me tell you a little more about that, because that's how I met Bill. I was house-sitting for someone, and he kept calling there thinking that the person that owned that house would have information about the Colburn.
Oh.
I introduced him to the friend in Arkansas here, and the two of them tracked it down.
Oh, my goodness. This is incredible.
You got the third one. I got the fourth one that came into the country.
Yeah, this was a long time ago, let me tell you. The trust in New Zealand, where they were housed at the time, had kept these records in secret for, it had been passed down through, literally thousands of years. This was records from the library of Joseph of Arimathea.
Glastonbury.
Yeah, it was translatable because all of this was in Latin and classical Latin and in some of it in English, but basically they translated it, and much of it was destroyed. So what is in the Colburn now are bits and pieces of the library of Joseph of Arimathea, and the reason they got it to me was because of my work with comets, etc., and science and space science, because when you start reading the Colburn, it talks about things going on in outer space. And I was able to interpret this, and then I asked permission, and that's where my book, Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection, came from. Basically a result, and I asked permission for the use and quoting of the book, etc., and they granted that to me. And so that's where the Cobrin basically got introduced widely into the Western world, basically.
Exactly.
Oh my! So you got that from the ladies in New Zealand then?
Yes, yes. And I talked extensively with them, and I have a posting. I don't have any links on my page to any place else. It's just kind of a policy I have, except for the Cobrin. I have a link to the Chaldean Trust homepage, and now they have an ebook. The Cobrin is available in ebook format. If you go to my webpage, jmccsci.com, you scroll down a little bit, I have a link to the sales page of the Chaldean Trust where you can buy the Cobrin in ebook format. And so anyway, this is amazing. This, like, I am just floored by this. Back to Bill Holmes. He was a guy, he worked in construction a lot of his life, and then he said one day, he said, I don't know, I just, something isn't right here. So he went on a journey to try and figure out what's going on this planet. And let me tell you, that guy knew the ins and outs of what's going on this planet better than anybody I knew. And he would listen to talk radio every day. And that's why I talked to Bill, is he'd fill me in on what everybody was talking about. And so that I could keep, because I didn't have time to listen to all this talk radio. And he helped me out many times when I'd had issues, say, with other various things. I'd call him up and say, Bill, I got a problem. He'd come back the next day with the perfect solution. I mean, the next day, this guy was incredible. And so he helped me out a tremendous amount. And I won't mention any other names because of the other people we talked to in groups, etc. But anyway, this is amazing.
And, you know, the other irony of it, Jim, is that he and I grew up in a relatively close environment. We never knew each other. We graduated from school at exactly the same time, same year. And, I mean, you know, within just a short distance of each other up there in New York State.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we were on the way to visit him when he died.
Oh.
And so, yeah. And so he was in this place, and, you know, he, anyway, that, yeah, Bill Combs, what a guy. I mean, what a person who went out and figured out what was going on. And he introduced me to a lot of people in terms of, you know, just in this world, alternative world, let's put it that way.
Wow.
Which now is, you know, mainstream world. I call the alternative news now, I call MSNBC and CNN.
Right.
They're the alternative news now.
You know, he was a heavy coffee and cigarette person. And he called me one day and he said, I've got this dreadful headache. Do you think it's got anything to do with my tasting these? I said, Bill, you got to pick one first and ease your way off.
Yeah, yeah.
I was into nutritional stuff, and I would chirp at him, and really he didn't pay too much attention until he started to have physical problems, and that was sad.
Well, yeah, it's a unfortunate loss. I looked past at my career, which goes back into the 70s, and the number of people who have come and gone, and the good ones like that, other talk show hosts and all the radio shows that I've been on that aren't here anymore. And I look and I go, gee, I'm still here. I'm at the top of my game. I'm doing all of this stuff. But it's, you know, along the way, I've gotten help in the background from people like Bill Combs.
Well, he really thought the world of you, Jim. And he would, after he would talk to you, he would tell me, you know, what he could. And like I said, we talked nearly every day also.
Wow. Wonderful. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm I'm glad he was appreciated.
We'll talk again. Like Tim says, leave your number at the station there, and then we'll talk again. But
okay.
And Tim, sometime we should do a show just on Colburn.
Because, hey, you pick the date, buddy.
Pick
a Saturday, I would love it.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, hey, folks, we've got more callers waiting. Susie,
okay, thank
don't
you.
Forget
I will,
to call in. Yeah, don't
I
forget
will.
To call, okay?
Yeah, remember the 10% right. discount is this weekend, so you got to get in on that, too. Okay. I think she hung
up. Okay, great. Next, we're going to Jerry in Chicago on line 3. Good morning, Jerry. Sorry to keep you waiting for so long, but this was too interesting to interrupt.
No, it was a very interesting conversation. Good morning to you all. Is there a coupon code for that? Because I got you online and I'm getting ready to order.
Yes.
All
it's
caps.
Simply TIM, just Tim. Three letters, TIM, put it in. And then hit the coupon code thing, and it will take a second. It'll calculate the 10% discount, and then just go through the checkout procedure. And the total has to be greater than 300.
Okay. Another question I have for you: I put your four filters in the top portion of my gravity feed, Pure and Berkey. Containers. I'm wondering about a bacteria built up from the water you're putting in to filter all the bad out.
Well, yeah, that's what a filter does, and that's why, for example, I recommend if somebody knew they had a radiation problem, I would recommend a pre-filter for getting that out before it goes into your filter, because literally the filter is taking out whatever is there, and so. But we recommend that you take everything apart every, few months, or for sure if you're changing the filter element, take everything apart, clean it off real good, wash the container with the same way you wash dishes with some kind of cleaning for dishes, let it dry out real good, put it all back together, and then, that's what the filter is doing, is taking everything out you don't want to be putting in you. So, absolutely.
Okay, and something else I've been doing for a while is I put a 99% pure silver dollar in both the top and the bottom of both of them. I don't know if it really makes that much of a difference, but I don't know. You tell me.
Well, we have silver in the filter itself. And there's a micro, super, super micro silver that's mixed into the ceramic. And there's a number of reasons for that, because if you don't have an antifungal material in the filter, it will grow fungus. Now, I've seen cheap imitations that have come from Korea. They look like a filter, but after a month, you get this green blob growing on the side of them. And it can be growing inside where you cannot see. And that's the problem with the black carbon filters. There's probably 10 products, water filter products on the market today that have pure black filter. And to get them to work, because carbon really repels water, you have to put a hose on them and blow water into them backwards under pressure to get them to start passing water. Mine, you don't have to do that. They call that priming. But basically what you're doing is you're blasting bacteria and mold and everything else into the filter backwards. And so once you start using it, it starts growing bacteria inside, because there's no way to get silver or anything into that black carbon filter. And so, bacteria is a problem. And but that's why we put silver in the ceramic in my filters to prevent that. And so there's no bacteria buildup inside or outside where you can see it.
Well, I know you had silver in there, but I had these, when I took it apart to clean it to install your filters, I had silver dollars in there. So
yeah.
I just, cleaned the silver dollars off and threw them in too. A little bit of added silver, who knows, can't hurt
them. No, it's not going to hurt anything. You know, and they used to do that for milk. Before there was refrigeration, they would literally throw a pure silver coin into a container of milk, and that would prevent bacteria growth, you know, over the 2-3 days you were using the milk. And, of course, if you let it longer, you'd have cheese. So,
you know, funny you mentioned that, but I heard that the old cowboy canteens were had silver around the cap, you know, where you where the spigot where you drank out of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was going to say, if you could donate a day on Tim's show, Beth, possibly talk about Fukushima. And I remember listening to you on John Moore about 4 years ago, and hey, you guys made a claim that...
Hey, guys, hang on for just a minute. We have our break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we are speaking today with Professor McKinley, and he is talking with a caller online, Jerry. So if you two want to go ahead and finish up your conversation, we have another caller waiting for y'all.
Okay, I'll jump right in. Professor McKinley, you were talking about Fukushima could have been sabotaged when I heard you on John Moore 3-4 years ago. Is there any way possible maybe Tim can get you back on and you could just simply talk about the evidence that points to sabotage, and I believe it was something through the Siemens Corporation?
Well, they, General Electric owned that facility, but let me just go through a couple quick points here. The earthquake was a 5.0. It was like a double earthquake. Very small. It was so small that the people in Japan, excuse me, I got a lot of kind of noise going on in the background. I hope that doesn't disturb anybody. But
so far, so good.
The earthquake was about a 5.0. It wasn't this mega earthquake like they reported. When the tsunami came in, it was a series of waves that are indicative of an explosion. A tsunami is a single big wave. And if you look at the real footage of the tsunami, it was like first a little bit of a wave, then the next one was a little bit bigger, and it washed in and washed out. And that's not what caused the facility to blow up. It was blown up. And I'm a nuclear physicist. I have an advanced degree in nuclear physics. Nuclear reactors don't blow up.
No.
Okay? They can erupt a little bit and have steam outlet like Three Mile Island. Or they can release water through pressure tubes that are in the ground, which you don't even see. But they don't blow up. You know, like this massive explosion that blew up tower number 3. Or the reactor number 3, I believe it was. But anyway.
Jim, let me interrupt you just a second. Is there any way possible? Now, I know the answer to this. I believe I know the answer, but you're a physicist. Is there any way possible that building that was housing reactor 3 could have built up that much hydrogen that quick to cause that kind of explosion? My thinking is there's no way. No building is that airtight, and the pressure would have blown it up before the hydrogen would have ignited. Please tell me if I'm right or wrong.
Well, no, the explosion was an explosion. I mean, like
I
explosive.
Agree.
And it took out, now the cooling tower had 600,000 spent fuel rods on it. And those all went up in smoke. So this was a horrendous environmental disaster just from the beginning. And now it's melted down. But no, this was a complete inside job. The security company was an Israeli security company who left as soon as the disaster hit. No, this was a total inside job. And the reason...
We've got our top of the hour break, folks. We'll be back 2.5-3 minutes. We've got a caller waiting, Fred in Michigan. Please hang on. Jerry, you're welcome to hang on. Finish your comments. And we'll be back pretty quick, guys.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.